Business rescue practitioners who are trying to save some 8 Gupta-owned companies placed under business rescue have to deal with up to 42 court cases against the companies within the next 4 months. This will make the aim of rescuing the said companies more difficult. Well, my colleague Kieran Ryan, who's a MoneyWeb contributor, has been looking closely at this story and joins us on the line. Kieran, thanks very much for joining us. Are you able to itemize what Gupta companies are under business rescue and what the business rescuers are saying about the prospects of their rescue?
The practitioners are saying that there's a good chance of rescue. The main company that is under rescue, of course, is Optimum Coal Mine, which supplies Eskom power stations. But there are a few others. The holding company for Optimum is called Teta. That's under business rescue. There are also, Shiba Uranium is under rescue, and there are some smaller property companies. But these 8 companies are all generating some kind of cash flow. But the big one, as I said, is Optimum.
Mm. So what are some of the reasons that these companies face a litany of court cases?
Well, according to the practitioners, it's a very simple matter of the previous management trying to derail the process of rescuing these companies. So they're saying it's a campaign of harassment. What really happened within days of the companies being placed in rescue, you had these court cases starting to mount up. And a lot of them were, you might even consider them vexatious, because they were claims that were coming in from liquidation practitioners who basically got legitimate creditors to sign over claims to them. And they pursued these claims in the court, trying to actually liquidate rather than rescue the company.
Mm.
Now, the reason they would do that is quite simple. If you liquidate and then you get to sell off the assets, you make 10% for yourself. And if you consider that these assets probably will fetch, if they're put back to work again and full production, they'll probably get between 3 and 5 billion. That's 300 to 500 million in fees that the liquidation practitioners could make for themselves. Mm. So that explains the motivation.
Mm, lovely money indeed. But now at the top, you said that the business rescuers do believe that these companies have prospects of survival. But some of the stuff that I've read is that the Guptas are alleged to have stripped some of the assets out of the companies that they own for their own personal benefit. So what is the situation really, particularly when we look at a company like Optimum Coal Mine?
The word I'm getting is that they did indeed strip, but they stripped the cash. So they, you found that miners were going underground without protective gear. The machinery on the mine itself was left to rot. The cables were in a state of disrepair. So the mine itself was deteriorating because, as a mine operator, anybody who's involved in that business would know you've got to reinvest in basic maintenance. And this was not being done. The company was just being stripped of cash.
Mm. What's happening with the workers there?
The workers are still employed. It was a very hostile situation earlier in the year when the company, when Optimum itself was placed in business rescue. But their jobs are safe for the moment. They, remember, it is a functioning mine.
Mm-hmm.
So they have contracts with Eskom. That's one of the issues, actually, that the contract with Eskom is not very advantageous to Optimum. The price at which they are selling to Eskom is below their production cost. So they've scaled down the amount of coal they're supplying to the Hendina power station in favor of increasing exports, because they're getting a better price on the export markets. So this is all part of the business plan that is now being put into effect.
Mm. And what about the controversial Tegeta Resources?
Well, that's the holding company through which the Guptas owned Optimum Mine. So that's part of the business rescue operation. It's really just the holding company. The real cash generator is Optimum itself.
Oh, right. Okay. And then just as an aside, I read somewhere that Glencore was possibly interested in buying Optimum. Will it be easy for them to find buyers for Optimum Coal? And when would that happen, if it is viable?
There are quite a few companies that are lining up. Glencore has been mentioned as one of them. There's another company, I believe Moonstone is another company that's interested in buying. And a few others. There will be bids being made, and I think this is a good time for them to start putting in their bids. But what the business rescue practitioners, of course, want to do is to get this thing turned around and get it back to its former operational glory.
And in terms of the business rescuers themselves, you talked about what the liquidators get if they were to go through and liquidate companies. But what do the business rescuers get?
They work according to a fee scale. So there are four business rescue practitioners involved. They work on a fee scale. It varies from 25,000 rand a day down, if you're a very senior person, down to about 1,250 per day.
All right.
So that's what they're getting, yeah.
And then maybe a silly question, but when is the whole business rescue process expected to be wrapped up, or it's really dependent on the circumstances of each company?
Well, they've got to have a 6-month business plan for turnaround. Of course, that's not to say that the companies themselves will be turned around in that period of time. But I would think this might be a bit of a longer-term thing, because when you have a mine that's in that state of disrepair, there's a lot of investment money that's got to go into just maintaining the equipment. And for that, you've got to...